Hello, my name is Scotty Taylor. My pronouns are they, them, and I'm a pediatric physical therapist with the Vermont Early Mobility Project. We are housed in the Center for Disability and Community Inclusion at UVM, and I'm here to share with you about an article we think is powerful to think about in terms of on-time mobility. This article is called Ride-On Car Intervention for Young Children with Down Syndrome, and I summarized it in the fall of 2022. The article is written by Christina Hospodar, Andrina Sabet, Samuel Logan, Michelle Katina, and James Galloway in 2021. The background and aims of this article goes into talking about how children with Down syndrome may have limited opportunities to engage in self-directed mobility and play due to their motor delays. A recent modified ride-on toy innovation is the sit-to-stand, or STS, model, which incorporates functional standing and walking training with the experience of powered mobility. This study had three aims. The first was to describe total dosage and daily usage of three modified ride-on car modes, the seated mode, the standing mode, and the power push mode by young children with Down syndrome. The second aim was to examine the ability of young children with Down syndrome to independently activate the modified ride-on car toy in seated and standing modes. And then the third aim was to describe the age of onset of selected motor milestones of the sample in comparison to the Down syndrome norms. The methods and results state that eight young children with Down syndrome aged 8.6 plus or minus 2 months old used three modes of the modified ride-on car over a nine-month intervention. All eight children independently activated the modified ride-on car in seated and standing modes. Most motor milestones were achieved earlier in this sample than the expected norms for kids with Down syndrome, including the onset of independent walking. The conclusions and implications state that developmentally progressive nature of the intervention and high dosage may have been instrumental in encouraging the onset of independent activation and earlier motor milestones. So to summarize the findings, there are three bullets. The first states that all children in the study were able to turn on the switch in both modes, meeting the seated mode and the standing mode positions by 7 months of age. The second bullet states the days and amount of time of use to independent activation were similar in both modes. So children took approximately 3.5 weeks to achieve independence in both modes. And the third bullet states more research is needed to understand the developmental benefits of this therapeutic intervention. So the summary states that eight young children with Down syndrome and their families were invited to this study, and each child could sit at the onset of the study. The children continued receiving their early intervention or whatever current team services that had been provided throughout the entire study. Each child used two modified ride-on toys. One was the seated model. The other was a sit-to-stand, or STS, model. The STS model had two modes, standing and power push. As soon as the child was deemed capable of maintaining weight on their legs, they were progressed from the seated mode to the STS mode. The prescribed intervention period was 9 months, though families were able to discontinue the use of the cars at any time. Use of the car ranged anywhere from 7 to 15 months across these families. They were encouraged to use the car daily, and the researcher and family collaborated to come up with new and engaging activities in the car. Logs were kept of the days and minutes of driving time, location, and activities. The Bayley scales of infant development were used to measure six specific items from the gross motor subscale. Once walking was reported, one final Bayley scale assessment was performed, if possible, to confirm the ability to walk, defined as three consecutive independent steps. So the real world implications of this study. This research article really indicates that children with Down syndrome have the ability to learn the mechanisms of use for a powered mobility option in developmentally appropriate positions. This, in turn, allows them to explore and access their homes and communities with more efficient movement options. It also indicates that these children learned these developmentally appropriate positions, like sitting, standing with support, and walking, sooner than the averages of gross motor milestones in the Down syndrome community. There are a few limitations to this study. The study did have a small sample size, only the 8 children. That makes it difficult to know if the results would apply to others. Only 5 of the 8 children or families used the modified car as a power push device, which was a developmentally appropriate option at the time. And the last limitation is that it is possible that a greater effect would have been found if all children and families had used the power push option. If you have any more questions or want any more information, please don't hesitate to contact me again. This is Scotty Taylor. I'm with the Vermont Early Mobility Project as part of the CDCI's recommended research series. If you have any questions about this article or would like to chat more, please email me at scotty.taylor@uvm.edu. Thanks so much for listening.